is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's not quite as strong as it was, but Hurricane Florence said to be just as dangerous. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the storm keeps closing in on the Carolina coast.
South Carolina needs to pay close attention to this and the Appalachians. We've got very high mountainous terrain here, so the flooding is going to be incredible.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says the Category 2 hurricane will still have rain measured in feet in the same high storm surge and could stall for a few days. People have been fleeing the coast. And Fox's Todd Pyro, though, caught up with a guy named Squirrel in Myrtle Beach who's staying home.
This is my life. This is what I want to do. And
I think most of America watching right now is asking, are you scared?
Not really. I mean, what's there to be scared? If it's my time to go, I'll go.
Fox's Evan Brown's live in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Well, Dave, it's hazy and hot here with a slight breeze and occasional spray of rain. That will change later as the outer bits of Florence come to the North Carolina seashore. That's also when the storm surge will begin. It often moves slowly and builds slowly. At its peak, storm surge could reach 10 feet above normal sea levels. Most everything is closed here. Most people are either sitting inside their boarded-up homes, are in public shelters, or they've left town, Dave.
Evan, President Trump's just tweeted about Puerto Rico again. That 3,000 people did not die in the two hurricanes last year. He says it was a long time later when they started to report really large numbers. Pope Francis is meeting today with an American delegation of bishops about the ongoing priest-child molestation scandal. And the first topic, a bishop from West Virginia.
Bishop Michael Bransfield, who's just resigned as head of the Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston, has denied secondhand allegations he abused a boy in Philadelphia. He also faces a probe into allegations of sexual harassment of adults.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A big recall from GM. More than a million pickups and SUVs. Why? Power-assisted steering can briefly shut down in those vehicles. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pas, in the silver box with the blue wave.
Why? That's the question in Bakersfield, California. The morning after a man murdered his wife and two other people at a trucking company.
Then he went over to Breckenridge Road, went to another residence, confronted two people there, shot both of them. They both died.
And then after a carjacking, a deputy caught up to the guy, and he killed himself. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says he does not believe that the victims were chosen at random. It's primary day in New York, though, and many parts of the state polls won't open until noon.
New Yorkers will cast ballots in races today, including governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. The Democratic ticket for the governor's race is getting a lot of attention because it pits incumbent Andrew Cuomo with Cynthia Nixon, best known for her role in Sex and the City. Nixon has identified herself as a Democratic socialist and has been backed by Bernie Sanders. The attorney general's race is also getting headlines because the current AG Barbara Underwood, who is not running, filed a lawsuit in June against President Trump's charitable foundation. All 150 state assembly seats are up for election, as are all 63 state Senate seats. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Rhode Island yesterday, a Bernie Sanders-backed Democrat lost to incumbent Governor Gina Raimondo, setting up a rematch with Republican Alan Fung, who she beat 4 years ago. In Georgia, a Democrat on the ballot in November remains behind bars.
A judge is refusing to release Democrat Steve Foster from jail while he appeals a drunk driving conviction. He was arrested last September when police pulled him over for driving with no headlights after dark. He had a blood alcohol level above 1.0. Foster was sentenced in August to 6 months jail. The judge says Foster could be a flight risk, given his history of humanitarian work in Central America. He's running in a long-shot bid to defeat Republican incumbent Tom Graves in the 14th District. Foster remains on the ballot and says he will not drop out of the race.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Urbana will provide leaf collection to all residents for 3 weeks this fall. Those 3 weeks are October 22nd to 26th, November 5th through 9th, and November 26th through 30th. Residents must place leaves in 30-gallon lawn and garden bags. Paper bags must be placed at the curb or along the roadway edge before 6 a.m. on your use cycle day. Only leaves and non-woody plant materials will be collected. Bagged leaves might also be taken to the Landscape Recycling Center at 1210 East University Avenue in Urbana for a small disposal fee. More families in the state could be eligible for free and reduced lunches for their children. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which runs the school lunch program, is raising the amount that people can make to qualify for the program. For a family of four, the amount is $650 higher than last year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Shopping for a mortgage is one of life's major financial commitments. At Prospect Bank, we won't let the process overwhelm you. Sit down with me, Wade Franklin, and let's work one-on-one to find the best mortgage to lead you home. The opportunity is yours. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
There's a time for work. There's a time for play. There's a time to do things you don't do every day. There's a place to go.
SBN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good, Stevie. Sunshine in a high 82. 60 hour low tonight. On Friday, high 85, down to 62. Saturday's high at 86. Sunday's high 87. 87 on Monday with plenty of sunshine. It's just as Hurricane Florence, yeah. They say, in these next few hours, it's really the, you know, the window is open for you to get out. And then it's going to get intense. So we're watching that. 61 now, beautiful for us. ESPN 93.5.
It's an odd psychology going right now because, you know, all this once-in-a-lifetime massive storm, if it fizzles, there'll be somewhat disappointment. Because it's, you told me.
Yep, you're right.
You got to be happy.
It's weekend. It's category 2 right now.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Right.
I mean, because
the winds are only 80 miles per hour now.
Yeah, you're right. And it's still a pretty good storm. And it could still dump 15 to 30 inches, which will cause major problems.
Well, and there, this guy is talking about this huge storm surge. So yeah, not necessarily everything all at once. It's just, you know, worried about the coastal waves coming up.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're watching to see how this pans out because later on today is when we're supposed to start seeing some action of Hurricane Florence.
It's like when we talk about it's going to be 20 inches of snow around here and then there's three, there's inevitably disappointment and bitterness because you're wrong. You always over.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's something we'll watch. It looks like a major hurricane, but it is Category 2. It's only 130 miles an hour. That's great. That's prayers answered so far. And it's still bad, but it's not the 40 inches and 80-foot waves and all these things you're hearing. But I'd rather err on that side than say don't worry about it. And the people that are staying, I mean, it's, they're right, I guess. They can do it. But you got to think about what you being holding on to a lamppost means. There's going to be people having to come out and try and save your body, your person. And I don't know if that's very, you know, considerate, is it? It's their business, and but you're still going to put others at risk to save you if that's the situation. Because you got brave men and women that do that kind of work, and you say, well, it's my life, it's my time to go. I get it, but somebody's going to come inevitably and try and save you if it's that bad. So you got to be a little considerate of what you mean to being there. You know, it's my business. I want to do what I want to do. Somebody's going to have to expend a whole lot of money and time to save you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Okay, it's 8:11 in Champaign-Urbana. Here's how your baseball looks. We've got the Cubs and the Cardinals on these stations. Cubbies live on U.S. 105.9, some great country, and home of the Cubs. They have a make-good game today, make-up, in Washington tonight. You'll hear it on U.S. 105.9, but it was unscheduled. It's not on your schedule. And so it's the Cubs playing at the Nationals, who have won five in a row, by the way. The Cubs are just one game ahead of Milwaukee in the NL Central. Milwaukee's got the mo. I'm a little concerned that they could overtake the Cubs. Oh, no. Cardinals, meanwhile, just continue to be there. They're two games ahead of the L.A. Dodgers, who amazingly they begin a four-game home series with tonight in St. Louis. And, Cardinals are two games ahead of the Dodgers in the second spot. If the season ended today, St. Louis would go to Milwaukee for one game. The winner would then play the Cubs in a best-of-five starting at Wrigley Field. That's how it would line up. So we'll continue to track it. Your Cardinals heard here on ESPN 93.5. Cubbies on U.S. 105.9. Cardinals tonight, Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers against Austin Gomber. Ladies and gentlemen,
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is. That's one of the best falsettos I've ever done. It's John Decker live.
Hey there, Stevie. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Welcome back. It's good to talk to you. We missed each other last week. You were in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I sure wish you'd have accepted the role of a preliminary judge because you were asked to do it. Because obviously the judges didn't know what they were doing when they didn't put my daughter on the top 15.
What were they thinking?
I don't have any idea. You needed somebody that was sensible, that was reasonable, that had a good eye for talent. Anyway, John Decker is live at the White House this morning. I don't even know where to begin with all that you have to keep your eye on. I guess the executive order to sanction foreign companies, individuals in election meddling. What does that mean?
Well, it's an outgrowth of what happened in 2016 when the Russians targeted the U.S. electoral system. And there's the concern, the real concern among U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia is going to do the same thing again for the midterms. And so the president signed an executive order that would provide for sanctions against any bad actor anywhere in the world that tries to interfere in our elections. And, of course, the president signed this executive order, Stevie, less than 2 months before our midterm elections.
All right, so they see on video Vladimir Putin in his basement pulling a lever that messes with our election. Then what do I do?
Right. Well, then it would be up to the State Department to determine what the level of sanctions should be and how those individual should be sanctioned. So the State Department will have a very important role in all of this. And we heard from yesterday, during a conference call, the National Security Advisor, John Bolton. He says that this executive order has Russia in mind, but also China and North Korea and even Iran in terms of countries that may try to interfere in our midterms just a few months.
I really think that we can do a better job of when we say going to sanction them. I think you should clarify. I think you said we're going to take all the Twinkies out of your cupboard forever. I mean, to make it real. I don't know. No more ding-dongs or Hostess anything.
Right.
I mean, when they say sanction, I know it's going to hurt them, whether it be financial or anything, but we don't know the impact of these things. We don't quite get them. We see there's penalties, but the public really doesn't get it.
No, I get that. You know, I've asked that same kind of question that you just spoke about to the people that speak on behalf of the president, and they say, look, these sanctions do have some bite. They do hit these countries hard. It does make it difficult for these individuals to operate in the international banking system when the sanctions are imposed. And they said that's the real rub here, is that it does hurt them, you know, when they're trying to, for instance, do business with American businesses or businesses that have their headquarters in America. And that's, I think, what they're aiming for in saying that they would impose these sanctions if indeed it's determined that these bad actors tried to interfere in our elections.
Okay. Otherwise, we've got the hurricane, and the story seems to have been pre-written that says it's going to be Donald Trump's fault in some way. I'm hearing that he's complicit with the... How can you be complicit with an upcoming hurricane?
I don't know. That's a good one. But the president has been... is monitoring this storm very closely.
Yeah.
He's been in communication with the FEMA head, the Secretary of Homeland Security. He gets briefings regularly. I would not be surprised to hear from the president today talking about the latest regarding Hurricane Florence and the areas that are being focused upon by FEMA in terms of preparations and being positioned in place for when Florence makes landfall. Right now it's a Category 2 hurricane. And that would just be devastating, you know, no matter where it hits landfall.
Okay. All right. We'll track all of this. You do your fine work reporting. U.S. Open thoughts, anything on the tennis?
Well, I was at the U.S. Open. I was at the match with Serena Williams.
Oh.
It was just unfortunate.
You were there.
The way that match.
Wow.
I was there. In fact, Stevie, I had a question for Serena at her post-match press conference. So, I was definitely there. And I think that, no matter what sport you or your listeners are into, whether it's football or basketball or hockey or tennis, you never want to have the umpire or the referee interfere with the outcome of the match.
No,
you know,
you're
that's
right.
The reason why
in
basketball you don't call fouls generally if you're the referee in the last 2 minutes, you don't call a penalty in hockey in the last 5 minutes of a game. You don't want to influence the game in that way. You should really be in the background. And this referee... You know, look, was there a violation of the rules? Yes, there was. But do you, in a championship match, do you just either not take those violations as seriously as you would if it was just a regular tournament?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the answer is yes. Don't take that as seriously. I mean, a lot's at stake here, and it's unfortunate that this referee inserted himself. And it was too bad for Naomi Osaka, because she was deprived you know, the great feelings that go with winning this championship.
What did you ask Serena? What was your question?
I asked Serena if she believes that the umpire who is refereeing her match had an impact on the outcome of the match.
Mm.
And she, her initial answer was, that's a very good question. And then she proceeded to talk about how Naomi Osaka was playing very well, but she believes that she could have come back. So, you know, we'll never know.
No.
Obviously, Naomi Osaka won in straight sets. But, you know, it's pretty impressive in terms of what Serena Williams has been able to do in just one full year since coming back from giving birth to her first child.
I'm a fan for that. I'm sorry that she got that way, and I'm sorry she got fined. I'm sorry about all of that, but you got to love a mom playing at that level. Come on. That's amazing.
Absolutely, yeah. So I had an opportunity to see her play quite a few times during the Open. And,
awesome.
And look, you know, I think that it gives her more motivation for the next tournament, which will be in January in Australia. And, you know, I think that also it announces that Naomi Osaka is a force to be reckoned with on the tennis tour at the age of 20.
Amazing.
Pretty remarkable.
Amazing. John Decker, you're the best. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie. Good to talk to you. And Gracie's the best.
Thank you. I mean, that's so impressive
that she was Miss Illinois. So impressive. And to make the Miss America pageant, I mean, how many people can say they did that? And to represent the great state of Illinois, I think she has a lot to be proud of. You have a lot to be proud of. And I think that's just remarkable what she accomplished.
They say that I am more likely to have a son playing the Super Bowl than a daughter make Miss America. So that's pretty cool. Hey, listen, you're the best. Thank you so much.
True.
I'll make sure I take Grace. You said that. Thanks so much, John.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good one. We'll talk next week.
John Decker, live at the White House, Fox News Radio ace, one of their star reporters every week on Thursdays. ESPN 93.5, break for the Fox Business Minute and be right back. It's 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, you paid more for things last month, but not much more. Consumer prices rose 0.2% from the month before. The CPI was up 2.7% from a year ago. It's a sign inflation is not an issue and could calm concerns that the Federal Reserve will need to step up its program of raising interest rates. There's another sign that companies are holding on to their workers. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits dropped 1,000 last week to 204,000. Target will be hiring 120,000 seasonal workers this year, 20% more than last year. It's also offering extra hours to current workers. Target says its summer was strong and it's anticipating a busy holiday season. Workers hired after September 16th will start at $12 an hour and will receive a 10% employee discount. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hi, this is Jesse DeHaan with Country Financial. Over the years, I have found that most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential for your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me today at 217-352-3466, and I can work with you to find a life insurance policy that gives you the protection you need at the price you can afford.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Well, coming to the Champaign Country Club this Saturday night, kind of a fun event. Jenna Koss, Executive Director, the Christie Foundation. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Now, it's a week from Saturday on the 22nd.
I don't know what month I'm in.
Yeah.
I really don't. A week from Saturday, 9/22.
That's right.
What's this Saturday? 15?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jenna.
Okay.
A week from Saturday, the 22nd, 6 p.m., Champaign Country Club. Well, you know it's going to be good if it's at the Country Club. What are you doing?
So we are raising funds for our medical scholarship program. All proceeds from this event will benefit local area students wishing to pursue a career in the healthcare industry.
Wow.
So
I'm going to be a nurse. I might get a scholarship from Christie.
Absolutely. From the Christie Foundation.
Christie Foundation.
Absolutely. We're the non-for-profit side of Christie Clinic.
Understand. All right. So why do you love your work?
I love it because I'm passionate. You know, I'm a student. I was the first graduate from my family to graduate from college. And I think it's just important to be able to support these students through their career, and especially in healthcare, because that's what we do, and in hopes that they come back and work and serve our community that served them.
Okay. I love that you're in collaboration with Parkland College on this, too.
Yep.
It looks like over $125,000 in the past for health education scholarship program. I went to Christie-Foundation.org. Wow, terrific stuff.
Absolutely. And we also support the U of I College of Medicine and also the U of I School of Social Work, and also different not-for-profits that we support, Crisis Nursery, Rosecrans. We support different things throughout the community as well, so to keep their not-for-profit moving as well.
All right, so the big fundraiser coming up a week from Saturday, people can still get involved. Kind of lay out the evening for me. How's it look?
So it starts at 6 o'clock, very low-key. We will have the tea time, obviously, when it gets dark, because it's glow-in-the-dark night golf. But if you're not a golfer, we will have plenty of opportunity things for you. So we have a silent auction, 50-50 raffle. We have live DJ entertainment from Brian Miller from Visions and Vibrations.
Nice.
And we also have a putting contest. So if you are a putt-putt champion, this would be a good activity for you. So we do have a lot of different things. Open bar and dinner is included in the cost of the event. And
it's only $75 for dinner?
For dinner, yep.
For open bar?
For open bar and dinner, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Kind of a good one there. That's now, that's very, and $175 if you're going to do some golf, too.
And then golf, dinner, and open bar is included in that $175.
Wow, that's a great deal.
Okay.
And it's just that you're trying to help raise money.
Sure. Absolutely. So, and for the golfers, we will be, you will be in a six-hole loop. So we're going to tee off on the first tee and tee off on the 10th tee. So you will get to golf six entire holes.
All right.
Do they have lights out on the course?
We have a lot of glow sticks, though. We deck out the golf carts, make sure you're finding your way. We'll have plenty of volunteers out there navigating to make sure you get to the correct tee.
Let's see. Open bar and golf, huh?
Yeah.
That ought to be fun.
Can't complain.
Listen, it sounds like a great fun event, and people can still get a spot.
They can. Up until Tuesday is the absolute last day to register. So we have a few spots left for golf, and we welcome anybody for dinner.
Well, listen, you're doing a great job just with your energy, Jenna.
Thank you. Thank you.
We hope it goes well. How do people contact you or get hold of more information?
Absolutely. They can go to christiefoundation.org, and that will give you all the information for our night golf outing.
And congratulations, first in your family to graduate college.
Hey, thanks.
That
appreciate
it. It's a real groundbreaker there.
Thank you.
Good for you. Centennial High grad.
Yes.
And where do you go to school?
I went to Parkland, and then I went to Illinois State.
Wow. That's
excellent.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Well done.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Star on the rise, Jenna Koss, Executive Director of the Christie Foundation. You want to be part of this event a week from Saturday? It's going to be fun, and it's a great cause. And, man, they got a lot going on at this event.
September 22nd from 6 to 8, or 6 to 11.
6 to 11. We're not quitting by 8 o'clock. Come on. We're going to have more fun than that. Again, the foundation, nonprofit organization, all gifts tax deductible. We'll be back, ESPN 93.5.
Made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders, and top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
Winning can be fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserved. Reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from game day and go Illini.
next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Florence is a Category 2 storm now with 110-mile-an-hour wind as it moves closer to the Carolinas. That wind is weaker than it was, but the National Hurricane Center's Ken Graham says...
Really important not to focus on the category at this stage. It is all about the impacts. Those are independent often than what we have with the category.
Impacts like high storm surge and flooding from all the rain that's expected to fall over the next few days, 20 to 40 inches on parts of the North Carolina coast. Investigators have not said yet why a man in Bakersfield, California, killed his wife and two other people at a trucking company, then two others at a home before a carjacking.
The man shot and killed himself when he was confronted by a deputy. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the investigation could take some time.
There's numerous crime scenes, 30 people, 30 witnesses that we have.
It's not clear how the other victims were related.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report, you side.
Check your Fox, check your local news now. Headlines to Jamie Monticello, brought to you by Country Financial Agent Jesse DeHaan, 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, working for you and the community. You'll love working with her. Call her, Jesse DeHaan, for all your insurance needs, 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois has gotten a $2.5 million donation for the new Henry Dale and Betty Smith Football Center. The News Gazette says the gift is from real estate investment company CA Ventures. The goal for the facility is $30 million, and now Illinois has raised more than $28 million. U of I alumnus Tom Scott founded CA Ventures in 2004. If you want to make some extra money around the holidays, Macy's has announced it plans to hire 80,000 workers for the upcoming holiday season. The national hiring event is on October 18th from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. in local time zones. A third of the positions will be in direct-to-consumer fulfillment facilities. Most of the other temporary hires will take positions at Macy's and Bloomingdale stores, call centers, and distribution centers. The number of people being hired for this holiday season is up by 5,500 over last year's number. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Jesse DeHaan with Country Financial. Over the years, I have found that most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential for your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me today at 217-352-3466, and I can work with you to find a life insurance policy that gives you the protection you need at the price you can afford.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and a high 82, 60 our low tonight, 85 tomorrow with the sunshine, clear and a low 62 on Friday night. Great for that Unity SJO game. And people are asked to bring canned goods into Spartan territory if you'd like. It's going to be heard on Q96 as part of the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase. Saturday looks terrific, and so does Sunday. Mid-80s for our highs, mid-60s for our lows. Right now, the temperature's at 63. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, if you're going to Soldier Field, I'd still take a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be warm in Chicago. Probably 80.
Tie it around your waist.
Well, plus it's going to get dark by the time the game's over.
True.
Thinking about, you know, later in the day now.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how many will be at the game in Soldier Field. Not going to be a sellout or anything. I mean, there'll be hopefully 30 or 40,000. That's probably all we're going to get up there. I mean, you never know. And we are 2-0. We are undefeated and untied. And we play a team that Jeremy Warner says we have a chance to beat.
Okay, good.
Can you imagine?
Of course, Lovey is no stranger to Chicago. He has a place in the Windy City and coached the Bears for years. And if we were to become 3-0, first time since 2011.
Well, there would be some real excitement on campus for the Friday night game against Penn State.
That's right.
And they've got like a sale going on for tickets for $69.
Okay, for the 21st?
Yeah. So you can get into it. It'll be very economical because they want people on a Friday night TV game.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be really exciting. I mean, it'll still be good, but if we're 3-0, then people are going to start wondering how good you are. I don't know. A.J. Bush is questionable. I don't know what his status is, but M.J. Rivers is like 18.
Uh-huh.
He's really talented.
Yeah, that's right.
But I've not really seen the Illini yet this year. I missed the first two games.
That's right. Thank
on
you
the
for
road.
The tickets, by the way.
Yeah, how was that? How are our seats?
Really good. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
So
we're in the west side upper deck, my season seats.
Uh-huh.
I think they're good.
I think
right
so,
right on the goal line.
Uh-huh.
We'll track the Illini. That would be amazing if we could beat South Florida. It'd be a real encourager. I don't know. That's why I say we'll see where we are, because you're supposed to be Kent State, which wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
And Western Illinois kind of wasn't really easy till late. So we'll see. You know, I don't think there's great expectations to win this one. I think the theory here is Las Vegas says Illinois four wins, best case. So, you know, we're at two, and now we've got to figure out how to win two more. We only won two last year. So the hope is we can get to four this year and six next year,
mm-hmm.
kind of the plan. By the way, I saw if I wanted to bet on Illinois football to win the national championship, it was 1,000 to 1. It probably should have been higher than that. So I did not bet $1. I had to bet at least $5, and I just didn't want to put the $5 down. So might be too soon.
Very good.
Talk national championship. All right, it's 8:36. I think the Apple iPhone is out, the new one. What's it got? We'll try and cover that next.
Hey, listen up and pay it.
We're current.
Exactly.
Kishore Khandavali, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Apple unveils the new ones. Okay, everybody wants to know, what the heck are they? How do you like them? What's in them? Come
mm-hmm.
on. What's the next news here?
You have three options, basically, to choose from. iPhone 10S. And 10R and 10S Max, depending on the screen size and what type of screen you're getting, you got to shell out anywhere between $749 to $1,500. In terms of features, there aren't a whole lot of new features in there, other than some upgraded cameras and then features to edit pictures and all of that. But there's a lot of computing power built inside the phone, and that's what gets people like me excited, because we develop the apps and there's so many things that we could do with it.
What's my memory options? Did I go 256 still the biggest?
No, 512 is the biggest, which is unbelievable. That's 512? Where you save the most money.
Wow, man.
512 gigabytes.
Yeah, okay, so that's probably the $1,500 one. Now, my deal is, we got a bunch of them. I just pay the tax because I sign up. So I don't have to pay the $1,500. I just sign up for their plan. I pay tax, I guess.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure they have so many different payment plans. But I was so curious about the 512 gigabytes because people are using so much for pictures and videos. Those are the kinds of people that need that kind of memory.
Well, I only have 30,000 pictures on mine, so yeah. So
there you go. You're the right candidate for it.
Yeah. All right. So, is it worth getting, Kishore?
Well, if you don't have i10, I certainly would recommend iPhone 10. Certainly would recommend getting one. I don't have one of them. My wife has it, so I'm certainly going to get one. But here's the cool part of it. The thing that got buried in the news yesterday was the watch. Apple Watch has phenomenally been upgraded.
Oh.
Now you can take your ECG using your watch. Apple has gotten into healthcare mode now with watches and the wearables. So
is it true if I fall down, it's going to alert the authorities or something weird? Was that right?
Well, the plan is it'll alert before you fall down.
What?
Right? That's the whole idea.
Wow.
Yeah. So it says on Apple's website, it detects low and high heart rates and it notifies you, and also a fall detection and emergency SOS. It automatically calls the emergency, I believe. I haven't seen this yet, but we truly believe that they're also trying to get into other areas of healthcare. Maybe diabetic patients would be the next one after this.
That's pretty significant. So the Apple Watch has gone there. That's a whole different level. Are the screen sizes appropriately big? I've got the big 7 or 8 or something, but it's a big screen. Will they stay?
Yeah, the iPhone 10 Max is basically the 6-plus-inch screen, I think, okay. 6.8 or 6.2, one of those, 6.5-inch. So that that is staying the same. How do you like the big screen?
I like it. It's harder to carry around in a pocket, but I like it because I can obviously see it better and videos and things. So I definitely like the bigger screen myself. I know my kids all have my wife has the smaller one, but I have the bigger guy. Kishore Khandavali, how do people find you? You're an innovation guru genius. Where are you and how do they find you?
I park myself at 7tablets.com, fully spelled out, 7tablets.com.
Gotcha. Thanks for your time and insight on what Apple announced yesterday, Kishore. Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
844 ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lanz. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lanz for details or find us online at LanzInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lanz or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. To come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit CountryArbors.com for more information.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brew Washington. Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Calling all animal lovers. This year's Fur Ball to benefit Champaign County Humane Society is Friday, October 5th at the iHotel and Conference Center. The Fur Ball is a fun evening that features exciting silent and live auction items, an exquisite jewelry raffle worth $5,000, a trip raffle with your choice of destinations, and a fabulous dinner. This event has been deemed to be one of the most fun dinner auctions in our area. Make Friday, October 5th, a night to remember for you and your friends, and help raise money for Champaign County Humane Society and all the work they do for homeless animals. Visit cuhumane.org for more information and to order your tickets. Thanks to our presenting PAW sponsors, Shelby and Jack Stifel, and our Platinum PAW sponsors, WCIA, Mega Modern Cuisine, Champaign Jewelers, and Stevie J Broadcasting. Don't delay. Get your tickets to the Fur Ball today.
That sounds like fun. Let's check your sports headlines, Diane.
The Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 yesterday, and L.A. beat the Reds 8-1. The St. Louis Cardinals have a series starting up against the L.A. Dodgers, and I know that Kevin Henderson, a Fisher, will be checking out that game Saturday, thanks to ESPN 93.5. Milwaukee beat the Cubs 5-1 yesterday. This is getting very interesting. In the NL Central, the Cubs are only up by one. Yu Darvish had some surgery on that elbow inside the last 24 hours, so we hope he heals up well, but at this point, out for the season. They have a series starting up against Cincinnati tomorrow. They've got a makeup game today at 3 on US 105.9. Go Cubs, beat the Washington Nationals. In 12 innings, Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 4-2. In NFL action for Thursday Night Football, Baltimore is at Cincinnati. Our Illini at Soldier Field Saturday at 2:30 against South Florida.
Okay, Clay Harrington is from Vineyard. We love Vineyard Church. How are you, Clay?
Good, great. How are you doing today, sir?
You're working with Dina Schumacher?
Yeah, indeed I am. Yeah. What a wonderful woman.
and Brucey, her husband of, it's got to be...
Yeah, I'm 35?
No, they've been married over 40.
Wow.
Yeah, Brucey and Dina got married really early, and I was at the wedding, and... frankly, I used to go on their dates. I mean, it's weird, but it was... no, really, I went... It's Brucey, Dina, and me. And why was I in? Because I wanted to.
You were the third Will or the fifth Will.
It was a Unity Tuscola basketball game, and they waited for me, and I jumped in their car with them, just us three, you know, buddies. Anyway, it's good to have Clay Harrington on. They're two of the best people I've ever met. Bruce and Dina Schumacher. Okay. What is going on? Join us at Rock the Block. What is that?
The Block, yes. It is basically a neighborhood block party, and we are just extending the love of Jesus, no strings attached. We just want to bless the community, rally for the community. We are going to have a lot of different attractions for families. We're going to have the bounce houses in the house. We will have knocker ball. AKA bubble soccer. Have you heard of knocker ball before?
I have not.
Bubble soccer.
What is that?
It is, you actually blow up, is an inflatable, like, ball you get inside.
Oh, and
you just run around
ball.
In the field and just knock people down. It's amazing. It's safe, it's fun, and it's the new thing that, kids love these days.
I have seen that. I saw it in New Zealand,
at our post-prom event for Unity.
Okay, so it just made it over because it was in New Zealand last few years, but you go down a hill in it.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. They're bumping up the game. Okay.
Yeah, bumping up the game. Okay,
yeah.
So it's King Park, 3 to 5
yes.
this Saturday.
Yes.
And join
yes.
us at Rock the Block Vineyard Church,
Rock
hugging people in the name of Jesus. Sounds like a great
event. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, music by DJ Fireproof. He is going to be there. There will be pizza, water bottles to give away, cookies to give away until supplies last. So you want to get there early. To make sure that, you know, you can get a little something to eat if you want. And, yeah, a lot of different things like face painting, balloons, animals given away. Everything is free. Everything is
That's
free.
That's amazing.
DJ.
That's awesome. That's unbelievable.
Hula hoop contest, parachute games. I mean, there's going to be a lot there. And, again, we just want to rally for the community in the name of unity.
You're the man. Clay, nice chatting. Tell Dean I say hey.
All right. Y'all take care. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Clay Harrington from The Vineyard.
Uh-huh.
Great stuff.
Just Google The Vineyard and find out more under their events tab.
All right, we were doing kind of a registration for our Big Grove three-course dinner this coming Tuesday. Includes a Justin wine pairing with each course. Visit the Master Sommelier at your table, Magnum of Justin Cab to take home. We're going to get a winner here next.
CarMac Car Capital wants to clear out the 2018 models. So now is the time to save big on the Honda or Hyundai of your dreams.
Don't wait.
We're making room for the 2019 models, so come in for your great deal on a 2018 Honda or Hyundai. They're backed by CarMac's award-winning service and clearance price to move fast.
So hurry in at CarMac Car Capital, where our customers are
number one.
Each Friday and Saturday night, make it Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. Big Grove has started their late nights at the Big Grove Bar and outside on the patio. So each Friday and Saturday through the end of fall, Big Grove will stay open until 1 a.m. They'll serve a full bar menu, including great wine, unique cocktails, and an assortment of craft beer, along with a special late night menu, including tacos, burgers, and veggie options. Enjoy late summer and early fall on one of the region's best patios. We'll see you this Friday and Saturday night until 1 a.m. at Big Grove Tavern, where everyone is welcome.
Yeah, we were taking nominations over the last few days to win at Big Grove this next Tuesday. It's a prefix three-course dinner. Do we have a winner?
We do. It's Jill Page from Champaign. And when I picked up, it went to voicemail, so that's okay.
All right, who is it?
Jill Page from Champaign.
All right, Jill Page, you won a prefix three-course dinner for two with some wine at Big Grove Tavern. Good job.
The best patio in the area, and coming into such fine weather and into the weekend, so many different celebrations downtown, and their brunch is delicious. I had oysters. My husband had, scrambled eggs. Eggs and toast. I mean, it's everything from A to Z on that menu, and just real fresh ingredients, just delicious. Big Grove Tavern, thank you so much.
All right. Okay, we are tracking Hurricane Florence. We'll be back. Is it about to hit landfall here?
Mm-hmm. Inside the next few hours.
Okay. And again, some people have decided to stay, and most have decided to leave. I think the big thing here is flooding. That's what they're expecting. If they're talking about 30 inches of rain, storm surges, everything else.
And North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper saying the time to prepare is almost over. Disaster is at the doorstep.
And, of course, there are some people that always say you're overblowing this. It has downgraded to Hurricane 2 status, which is still pretty bad. I think Katrina, when it landed, wasn't it a 3 or 4? It was not a 5. And see what happened to New Orleans. And New Orleans, of course, is 7 feet above sea level. And all the horrific things. So you have that, and then Houston and Texas, South Texas. I mean, it was bad. And it takes a while, and of course, Puerto Rico. So you've got to take these seriously, and you got to just understand what can happen. You can certainly die in these things.
Right. Here's a family in South Carolina saying, we just don't have the money for a mini vacation right now. Me and my 15-year-old son and two animals. We're going to wait it out.
It's not a vacation, ma'am.
Yeah.
This is an evacuation for your safety. And I get it, because you're going to need a hotel, right? So it's like, it feels like a vacation because you're going to spend money, but that's just one of those.
I would think you could Google Red Cross and find a shelter.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could. You could definitely find a place to stay.
Right.
It's just a question of, is it worth a $130 hotel?
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you do that for 10 days, that is a lot.
I've gotten 3 messages from Red Cross talking about blood donations now. I know we have one in Tolono coming up on Saturday with our all-town garage sales that the fire department is doing between 9 and 2. So, so many people, you know, in that mode to help right now. And Red Cross is your best source.
Back tomorrow. Get all that information on the radio for you. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Hi, Van from Heel to Toe Shoes in downtown Urbana.